Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, a faith-based podcast where your story matters. Come on over, grab a seat on the front porch, and let's talk about the writing life. Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, everyone. As I am recording this, it is late at night, so you see me how you see me on the video. Not that I don't want to be professional about it, but God has plans that we don't expect, and tonight is one of those. And this week, as you're hearing this on January 31st to end the month, I want to talk about something and give you some encouragement straight from the Bible. Okay, so before we get started with that, let me pray us in and ask for God's wisdom. Lord, thank you so much for allowing me to record this podcast tonight. Lord, or today as it is aired and people are hearing this, whenever they're hearing it, thanks for allowing me to record this. Thanks for giving me this special message for the listeners and the viewers, Lord, because you know what they need, not me. And Lord, open our hearts and our minds so that we may hear your word and understand what you have in store for us, the message that you have me to share, and that I may give encouragement to the writers. All these things I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So our scripture is taken from John chapter 9, and I will read it, but we may stop and discuss as God leads as I read this. But the one thing I want you to think about is you don't have to see the end result of how your story affects people to believe in it. So you don't have to see to believe. That's the topic of discussion for today. So here we go. John 9, starting with verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? John answered. No, let me try that again. Verse 3. Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned, nor had his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Let me stop here. I just listened to Beth Jones International Speaker podcast that is hosted by Beth M. Jones, who is an international writer and speaker. And her word for the year was light. And I understand that now because this is the verse, John 9, verse 5, that she referenced in her podcast. And my word is guiding, but if you want to take that even further, like I talked about last week, guide was my word. Well, Jesus is the light of the world, and he is our guiding light. So we must let our light shine to let others see Jesus in us. Now, continuing with verse 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretations sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, the neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, that he was blind, said, Is this the man that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, "A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam." Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing that name. I'm not good with some of these biblical names, but just bear with me. "And wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. They brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed, and do see. Therefore, said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They say unto the blind man again, what sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? He said, he is a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and recovered his sight until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, is this thy son, who ye say was born blind? How doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, we know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But by what means he now seeth, we know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore, said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why herein is a marvelous thing that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshipper of God and doth his work, he heareth. Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that walketh with thee." And he said, "Lord, I believeth." And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, "For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see, that they which see not might see, and that they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, 'We see.' Therefore, your sin remaineth." So, let's talk about that, okay? I know this was from the King James Version of the Bible, okay? But basically, and I've been praying about this and praying over this, and God showed me this in a dream this morning. He pointed me to John 9:11, which led me to read the entire chapter. Okay, so we know that Jesus is the light of the world. And when he healed the blind man, but anointed him with clay and told him to wash, and the blind man was able to see, the Pharisees, the neighbors, the Jews, nobody believed him. So what does that tell you? Seeing is not always believing, but believing is seeing. You don't have to see to believe. And let me explain where I'm going with this in just a moment after I put my e-reader down. So this might be a bit longer than most of my shorts because I have a story to tell. Okay. I have to share something with you. I struggled with this in 2022. Okay. I'm rewriting The Shadow of Truth, which was at one point a journey of faith. I've rebranded it a couple of times, tried to make it into an adult psychological thriller, a Christian psychological thriller. That didn't work. Just making it a general Christian thriller didn't work because the story felt fake to me. I'm going to be honest, it did. It felt fake. Even though my character was real to me, my story didn't work. It didn't feel right. It was a grind, not grace. So I was explaining this in the Writing Warriors for Jesus Bootcamp. Yes, I'm going to give a shout out to Jen and Tish and all my friends in the WWJs. But I was talking to a group on Facebook about the story I was writing. And yes, I had to face contention. And when I faced contention, I had my doubts. I'm like, "Lord, is this what you want me to write?" Because I felt like my story, I had to honor my story, but I felt like I was being questioned about it and I had to justify it. And I know now that not everybody's going to like my story. Not everybody's going to like my middle grade mystery, the speculative mystery with the supernatural elements in it. Not everybody's going to like that. Not everybody's going to understand that. But I will find my audience because there are authors out there who write and are on the bestsellers list. L.B. Ann is one of these. So the lesson I learned this past year is that I have to believe in my story and stand strong behind it, even though I may face adversity, face contention. People may not understand it, may not believe it, may poo-poo the idea. If God gave it to me, I have to stand behind that. And that goes for you too. If you have a story that you are strongly believe that God has laid on your heart and your characters are telling you how that story should be written and God is giving you the words to write and a message to share with the world, who are we to judge? Not everybody's going to like your story. Not everybody is going to believe in your story. But you do have an audience. We just have to find those people. So basically what I'm trying to say is you don't have to see the end result, or you don't necessarily have to see what God has in store for your writing, while you're writing to change the world with your words. We just have to believe and have faith and stand strong behind our story and let God place it where He will. That's my encouragement to you. Believe in your story. Stand behind it. Have faith in it and honor it. Honor the story. I had to learn that, and I had to throw away the doubts. Unlock that box of doubts and throw them out. Let them go. And then lock it back to try to keep Satan from getting back into that box and filling my head with the doubts. Though he does try to do that. And it's sometimes hard. Sometimes the devil rides my shoulder. I will be honest. But as I put my faith in God and give the story to God and stand strong behind it, God will put it where he wants it. So that, and it will glorify him and advance his kingdom. We are kingdom writers, folks. We have to write to advance the kingdom of God. We have to write to give God the glory. We have to believe in our story, whether we see God's work in it, and whether we see the changes that it brings about in the hands of readers, we have to believe in it. Sometimes God gives us a story that may not be the world, may not be for the world in its first form in the messy draft. It may be for us. The story, The Shadow of Truth, I found it was for me. I've written stories that may not go anywhere because they were for me to learn the craft and for God to show me some things in that writing. So pray over your story, believe in your story, and get it out into the hands of readers and let God put it in the places where he wants it. Because we're writing to glorify him and to advance the kingdom of our limitless God. Okay? That's my encouragement for you. And I tell you this because your story matters. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. Thank you, God, for giving me these words of encouragement for writers out there in the world on YouTube and on the podcast, wherever you're listening and watching, whenever you're listening and watching. Thank you, Lord, for giving me these words of encouragement, Father. I pray that the listeners will hear and understand what you're trying to say in the verses that I have read, in the story that I have shared today. I want to thank you so much, Lord, and I want you to reach out and give the listeners and the viewers and these writers around the world, these Christian writers, kingdom writers, the strength and the wisdom to write the story you've laid on their heart. Lead, guide, and direct them down the path that you would have them to go, to write the words that will change the world, to write the words you want them to write, to change people's lives, to win souls for you, dear Jesus. I pray all these things, and I pray that you continue to bless me and give me the words to write and help me shape my story before I send it out to beta readers and possibly to publishers. Help me and other writers give us guidance as to where to take our books, where to send our books, whether it be self-published, whether it be traditionally published, whether it be pitching to agents and publishers, whatever you have, Father, whatever your desire is for our stories, may we change the world with our words. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Thank you guys for listening and watching. And again, I'm going to remind you, your story matters. And believe in it, because God has a message for you as you write it. You may not see it now. As you're working through the draft, as you're working through revisions, you may not see it now. You may not ever see the end result. But God has a plan for it. Believe in it. Stand behind it. Honor it. And then put it in God's hands and let him show you what readers he wants you to reach with your writing. Again, thank you for listening and have a blessed day. And I will see you. Thanks for joining me on Inspirational Journeys is what I meant to say. And have a blessed day. And of course, I will see you on the next episode when I have a special guest interview. Take care, everyone, and God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye. Would you like to receive behind-the-scenes news and updates,
in your inbox every month, along with book recommendations, links to featured podcast episodes and YouTube videos, and so much more, visit my website at andwritesinspiration.com and fill out the form at the top of the page to subscribe to my newsletter. Once you've filled out that form and I receive your email address, I will send you a personalized welcome message with links to my free downloads page. Don't forget, visit annwritesinspiration.com to sign up for my newsletter to get news and updates along with other special goodies in your inbox each month. Thanks for being a part of my reader community. Are you looking for a professional, knowledgeable, friendly, and detailed-oriented editor who provides high-quality editing services at reasonable prices? Why not give PlotStitch Editorial Services a try? As your friendly PlotStitch editor, I will help you turn your messy manuscript into a story that engages readers from start to finish. Services include refining story structure, character development, filling in plot holes, show versus tell, passive versus active voice, dialogue enhancements, copy editing, and proofreading. Send queries to theplotstitch@gmail.com. That's theplotstitch@gmail.com. PlotStitch Editorial Services, bringing stories that matter to life. Hey guys, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and my special guest, Joe Templin, has an offer for my listeners and viewers. Take it away, Joe.
Anne, thank you. And again, thank you for bringing me on. This was a wonderful conversation. I'm glad that I could reach out and help your people grow. And to continue to help them to grow, we have an offer. If they go to the website everyday-excellence.com, and use the code InspirationalJourneys at checkout from the shop, they can get a 10% discount on anything there to be able to help them with their personal journey to grow and inspire others.
You heard it here, folks. You get a 10% discount on everything in the store at everyday-excellence.com using promo code InspirationalJourneys. Happy writing, writing, and celebrate the day.
Everybody, this is Anne from the Inspirational Journeys podcast, and I'm here today with
Teresa from Struggling Blessed But Not Alone podcast. How are you today, Anne?
I'm doing good. How about you, Teresa?
I'm good. So what's up?
I've got some news for you.
Really? What's that?
Did you know that our listeners can support our podcasts?
No. Can you please share more about that?
Okay, so while you're listening to our podcasts on your favorite podcast platform, hit the Support This Podcast button. With your contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month, you're helping us achieve our goals.
Wait a minute, Anne. Are you telling me all that our listeners have to do is hit that support button and they could give a donation?
That's right.
Wow. Hey guys, thanks for wanting to do that for us. Have a blessed day.
So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired, write something inspiring, and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched thousands. You've been listening to Inspirational Journeys, Stories That Matter, with your host, Anne Harrison. If you like what you've heard on today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share it with your friends, and leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast platform. Visit my website at annewritesinspiration.com, subscribe to my YouTube channel, and follow me on Facebook and Pinterest at Anne Writes Inspiration, and on Twitter at AnneWrites75 for more inspirational content. Thanks for listening, and remember, your story matters.